Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
the traditional custodians of the land on which I record and pay my respects to both Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, their elders past, present, and emerging. the Bundjalung, an area known as the Land of the Three Rivers, the Dirawong, an unseen spiritual creature, also known as the Goanna Spirit, is one of the creator beings of the Bundjalung. That one protects, two guards, three battles the rainbow snake, and four helps the people. Concerning the people's relationship to the land and water of Wiji, tribal territory within Bundjalung country. Wong is known as a benevolent protector of its people in the Bundjalung Nation, from the Rainbow Snake, also known as the Snake or Rainbow Serpent. The Durawong is also associated with rain, and there is a rain cave on Goanna Headland where the elders of the Bundjalung Nation people went in the old days to organize ceremonies for rain. Many archaeological places have been located on Goanna Headland. Secondly, the legendary tales of the Bundjalung Nation tribal groups have mainly come from a series of European people. Therefore, in the retelling from European people, additional words and phrases have been necessary, while occasional interpolations and omissions have produced different versions. Bundjalung Nation Aboriginal storyteller would have added facial and bodily gestures and voice inflection to a narrative that was sparing in words. Thirdly, the Bundjalung Nation tribal groups never developed a written language, using verbal tradition to communicate mythological stories. This meant that there was no common written language or alphabet for all tribes, like there is for the English, Greeks, or Italians. Fourthly, in each case, the version used in this article is the one that makes a desirable story while being accurate with what is known of the beliefs and customs of the Bundjalung Nation tribal groups. Bundjalung Nation Aboriginal legends are some of the stories of the ancestors from the Dreamtime. The legends portray all sorts of human behavior, including the less endearing ones, such as vanity, lying, cruelty, trickery, and cheating. Morality is a key part of these myths. Through the antics of the three brothers, or of the rainbow snake in the Dreamtime, one is aware, from the character's virtue, of what might happen should one be tempted into the same temptation. Thank you. so-called dreaming, Alt Jiringa, or Bariban in Banjala, a sacred once-upon-a-time period in which ancestral totemic spirit beings formed creation. Giant creatures began to rise up from the gray plains where they had been slumbering for an unknown amount of time. Mythical beings look like animals, plants, or insects, but behaved in similar manner to humans. Because of their giant size, as these beings wandered across the vast gray wastes, performing ceremonies, digging for water and searching for food as they went, they made huge ravines and rivers in the land. Thank you. night, a near listener. Remember that sleep is a natural part of life, and not something that we must force to happen. Merely something we allow to happen. So listen on and sleep well, as I wish you only the sweetest of dreams.
A That's Not Kind of Productions podcast.